10:31 p.m. here on the big old 2SER clock on the band next door. The sound just then was actually your first taste of what was to become the Lisa Caruso record. We heard the song originally back in 2018, I believe it was, Shake Baby Shake, from the album In Feelings, which drops tomorrow. And I'm joined in the studio here by Lisa herself. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh. There we go. It's a
Turn
pleasure.
Me on.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you here. It's been a long time coming for this album.
Yes.
We first met back in, I think it was about 2014, when you had just released your Take a Walk EP.
Yeah.
Back in the day of yore, at the time you were playing acoustic guitar, I think, and then it was only a few years ago that you purchased an electric. And did that have any interplay with how these songs would come out eventually? Did you want to go back to ever playing acoustic guitar? Are you happy with being in the realm of the electric world? What's the, you know, the difference between those two instruments and how they influence what you make?
Yeah. Well, definitely. I found an electric guitar that I absolutely just swarmed to, and I love it, and I probably won't go back. I think I also just practice on electric now. It's just so different, such a different vibe and feeling, and you know, just the way it sounds, the way you play it, everything. And
no one's yelled Judas at you yet, have they?
Doesn't everyone do this? They're first on their acoustic and then they go to electric. Same old Dylan story.
Yeah. Love it. So, look, we heard just then Shake Baby Shake, and it was the first single that was to be realized from the album. And I think the one that kind of really set the tone with how the record came out, was that also the first song that you laid down?
Actually was, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Something about this one, Shake, I think. See, now I affectionately call it Shake because it's been that long. But yeah, there was something about it that always kind of sat with me, and it was just always the go-to. So when we sat down with Ben, my producer, and started the songs, I just wanted to do this one first. It was something about it. And I feel like in the end it does quite sum up the record in a lot of ways. And it also sort of set the tone to what instrumentation we were about to use.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is a lot going on. I really love the very delicate piano tinges here and there.
Mm-hmm.
How far do you dare push this spread of instrumentation? Are you happy to experiment with, you know, eccentric forms of folk music, or are you kind of keeping it fairly traditional in a way?
Yeah, we kind of, I guess, I feel like perhaps we took these arrangements and layered them quite carefully.
Okay.
A lot of the songs on this record, the structures are quite different, I suppose. Like, I was trying to write them, right, you know, band rehearsal, and trying to work out a proper, you know, schedule for rehearsing, whatever. And it's like, oh, is this a verse? Is this a chorus? I'm not really sure. So some of the songs go a bit that way. So we had to kind of tread lightly around what was going on there. But yeah, the baritone guitar, you know, acoustic piano, which I love. I love that juxtaposition with the electric, bit Nick Cave vibey. And then also Ben has a jazz master, which is super cool.
So speaking of Ben, Ben Fletcher, you went overseas to the UK to originally lay down the demos for this record. And then you were kind of maybe there for a bit longer than what you expected due to various issues that arose. When you write an album like this, is it purely a emotional record, or is it also a physical record?
What do you mean physical?
Because I know that you've had issues with Crohn's disease in the past.
Yes, yes.
So does that have like, you know, some kind of play in how these songs kind of are interpreted for you personally?
Yeah, for sure. So because it is the debut album, I mean, I feel like you're learning every step of the way is such a learning curve. And I feel like the debut album for so many people is about, okay, what songs do I have? Where have I come from? You know, I went from acoustic to electric in this sort of collection of music. And, yeah, I wasn't really sure what was going to happen in, with the record. I'd written so many songs since our last EP, and I just was like, okay, maybe I'll just bring all my favorites together. I had about 14 that I showed Ben, and then we just picked the ones that we liked the most and we thought that we could work with. And yeah, by the end of the record and 10 tracks later, there's definitely a theme in there, and it is the emotional journey, I suppose, but it also, in regards to the physical, these songs span over 8 years, maybe.
Oh.
And, well, the last, maybe like two of them.
Okay.
But one of them was 8 years ago. The last one I had to like sort of tie in, but so the songs are very much about me and sort of what I've been dealing with the Crohn's, I suppose, as well. Like, I feel like as a singer-songwriter, I can't help but just talk best about the stuff that you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
So when it comes, again, to writing music, where does it begin for you? Are you someone who's attracted to melody? Are you someone who's attracted to chord structures first and foremost? How does it really unfold with how this record came together, or just the songs in general?
Well, first of all, I'm so excited to be writing again. I feel like I've been so focused on this release that I haven't had any fun twinkling around. I think the next time I want to write another album soon, so I think the next time I do, I feel like I bought a new keyboard and it's really nice, and I've been playing with, you know, different sounds and chords and stuff like that. But for this record, it was just so much about picking up the guitar and then what came out. So I love intricate melodies and things like that. So a lot of this record did stem from just those melodies. Sometimes I'd write a melody outside of the home or that kind of thing as well. It came from the feeling.
Mm. See where
I'm going?
Feels.
Yes.
All the feels at the same time. An overload of feeling. Let's hear another track from the album. It doesn't actually drop until tomorrow, so maybe some of you actually hearing some of these for the first time, and it's a pleasure to, I guess, me somewhat be introducing you into the world of Lisa Caruso. This one is called Moonshine. Is this a song about alcohol?
Firstly, this is probably a premiere of this song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
How about that?
A big old tick.
Yeah, this hasn't been on the waves. And I do get that question a lot. Unfortunately, it's not. It's not.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
It's literally about the moon and its light.
Excellent.
It's shine.
All right. Well, let's hear it right now. This is Moonshine off the album In Feelings by Lisa Caruso. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here on 2SCR on the band Next Door. I've done that. There we go. Stick around.
Moonshine, where are you, moonshine? I'm watching a movie. We're waiting to drown in your moonshine. Where are you playing? I'm almost finished. Don't have to rewind, so help me. I'm anxious.
Sunshine there, taken from the In Feelings record by Lisa Caruso, comes out tomorrow. Lisa's still hanging out here in the 2SER studios. A song there, it's quite a slow-burning tune. And there's lots of those kind of slow burners on the record. It hasn't come out yet, of course, but Joni is also another quite of a slow-burning, sublime song. Mm-hmm. How do you keep people's attention when it comes to folk music? Because sometimes it can be a fairly slow and somber kind of outlet. Are you worried about trying to keep people's attention through these songs?
No.
Okay.
No, I've never worried as such, I don't think. I think in my earlier sort of writing days, once you're getting out into the scene and you're playing gigs and stuff, you kind of worry that you don't want to play too many slow burns because the audience is there to, you know, Friday night, have a good time, drink in your hand. So I think back then I was a bit worried, but perhaps I feel like once you find your vibe and what you're about, I love a slow burn. I love what the song does and how it kind of grabs your attention. I feel like there's more attention at the start when there's not that much around, because it's like, here I am, listen to me, what I'm saying. And then the slow burn just keeps giving and giving and giving, which is
nice.
And
there's that old saying, you know, less is more every time. And as much as it might be a slow burn, there is those quite soaring bends that I quite love that are scattered throughout the record, especially on that track Moonshine as well. It's like just those guitar bends. And they just kind of seem like they're going forever and just like reverberate out through the entire spectrum of the record. Now, something I want to talk to you about is the term independent artist, because it's something that gets used a lot with musicians in this day and age. And as much as it also kind of gets tagged to a certain genre, you are, in true sense of the term, an independent artist. You have recorded this record, pretty much performed the majority of it yourself. You've been doing your own PR, you're self-managed. So now that you have this album out, is being your own person, your own self-managed musician, is that something that you want to keep doing now that you have done that experience since essentially day one?
Yeah, well, I'd love some help. Anyone out there, anyone? I guess I've just gone about my way and just done what I can. The choices that I've made, I suppose, have been made because it's felt right. So if I decide that I think that I need to do this by myself, what's the saying about, you know, no one cares as much about your stuff as you do. So a lot of the sort of stuff along the way, absolutely, like I've sort of just wanted to take it in my own hands and you know, represent what I want to represent in the best way that I know how. In saying that, it's tiring.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the album's out tomorrow and I'm just like, like it's great and I'm excited, but you know, with that extra little bit of help, because you've got to earn money too and you've got to work, and it's just so much to do for one person. That's me saying that now, sitting in this seat with my album out tomorrow. But I always look at other artists and go, wow, like you're doing it by yourself. Awesome. So like I have to push that back on myself and feel really good about how far it's come on my own.
You've also done your own merch as well. There's a bunch of tote bags that are coming out. There is, you know, the vinyls, there's the CDs. If you could kind of really have any of your own merch, like some kind of, I guess, something that's not necessarily conventional when it comes to merchandise, what would you want to do? Like, would you have your own candle, for example? Would you have your own kind of, I don't know, like your own Lisa Caruso signature harmonica? What would you want to do with your own merch?
If I had all the money in the world and people were at my doorstep. Well, I feel like I've almost, like I've dreamt of having merch that I love, and it's been, you know, I've been playing for so long and I've never had merch. So I thought, nah, I've got to go all out for this. So I've got you know, I've got the mug, I've got the tote.
Oh, the mug, yes.
I've got a t-shirt, I've got a crop t-shirt, because it's very Lisa Caruso to wear a crop. So is it daggy to wear your own merch? I don't know.
Oh, no. Iron Maiden do it all the time.
Yeah. Something I didn't do was a tea towel.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love a tea towel. In regards to what, oh, wow.
Because I know Obscura Hale at one point was doing his own, those kind of like rolling music thingies that kind of the ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like my head's in such like in a sustainable kind of attitude at the moment where I feel a bit green and I wouldn't want to make something that you couldn't. Oh, you definitely use that. Oh, I don't know. Let's go pillow. Do you want to sleep on my face, maybe?
Okay.
I said sleep on my face. You get your head out of there.
Sorry. I was just, my mind just went a million miles away. Now, look, comparing this record to your first EP, do you feel that you have successfully completed the life cycle between a record and that first release where you kind of are finding your feet? Do you feel like you, now that you have completely come into your own as a musician, as an artist?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
2014, I think it was.
Yes.
So it was just way too long ago. It was, this record did take longer, going back to what we were talking about before, because I was a bit unwell. So I couldn't push it and I had to sort of wait in stages and, you know, it's come out now and it's probably the best timing anyway. But absolutely, like, it's like the EP's cool, but I just would never make something like that again. But I can't, you know, you kind of have to be, you have to, you know, put some love on that as well, because it's where you've come from and, you know, so I'm looking forward to what's coming next, really.
Excellent. Mm. You have a launch coming up on the 16th of October at the Vanguard. Tickets are available now,
yes.
I believe. Do check out your local gig guide social media listings. I'm sure you'll find it either in your calendar or on the Vanguard website. Do you have a full backing band? Do you still do the solo thing when you are playing live? How does it work for you?
No, this gig's going to be pretty huge.
Excellent.
It's going to be a 5-piece.
Oof.
Ben's in town, so Ben's going to be playing as well. So it's we're playing these songs live pretty much exactly like the album wherever we can. So it's going to be a very fun night.
Excellent. Well, let's hear one more song from the record. Once again, In Feelings comes out tomorrow. Lisa Caruso, thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
This song is called Patience. What can you tell us about this quite blossoming track that we're about to hear?
Slightly also a slow burn.
but also a noisy slow burn. It does have its moments where it kind of, again, those guitar bends.
Mm.
They just cut straight through me. I love it.
Yeah, this one's definitely got quite a bit of grit. And my friend Dan Mirando from The Maladies, who haven't released anything in a while either, but soon, he also sings on the track. But yeah, we like this one, the team.
Excellent.
We like this one.
Perfect. This is Patience from the record In Feelings by Lisa Caruso. Lisa, once again, thank you for coming in. It's been a pleasure to have you here. Get your tickets for the 16th of October. I'm getting the nod that's correct because my mental calendar is absolutely blitzed. This is Patience. You're on 2SER. Stick around. I'm here with you till midnight.
I turned it off, patience. I lived a life of patience for you. I turned it on, patience. I turned it off, patience. I lived a life of patience for you. Adonis match a wheel of luck. She on the scratch, she on the truck. She drank a stare, ignored the glare for you. A woman weak and truth be seen. Don't give a shit, no one cares. Leave the lines, leave from my knee here. turned it on, patience. I turned it off, patience. I lived a life of patience for you. I turned it on, patience. I turned it off.